you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Kanye West unfollows the Kardashians just as Kim admits she's lonely.
I never thought I was lonely. I don't want a husband that lives in a completely different state.
What does this all mean? Meg Thee Stallion drops a racy new video that's way too hot for TV. Do you love it or does it go too far?
I remember hoes used to clap for me happily. Now I'm bossed up and them same hoes mad at me.
Plus, who's calling Prince Harry a woke snowflake? The shocking new interview. OMG, there is some crazy stuff going down in Hollywood, and it involves Kanye and the unfollow button. Now, Morgan is out, so joining me once again are my four co-hosts, Erin Lynn Rhodes and Jana Kramer and her two new friends.
Hey, man, there's some new toys. I gotta have fun with them, you know?
Hey. By the way,
I lived when I read your Instagram post about how you did it for yourself.
Yes.
And how you finally took the plunge. What was it like? Were you happy with everything? Did it make you feel the way you wanted to?
1,000%. I mean, honestly, I was thinking about them a few years ago, and I was like, wait, I wouldn't be doing it for myself. But now I'm like, these are mine, and I love them, and... like, I'm so happy I made the decision to do it for me.
Yeah.
You didn't know we were opening the show like this, did you?
I know. I didn't either. I let him come out and play
for
today.
Sure.
Well, so I'm about to get me a pair.
Speaking of decisions and doing things for yourself, you know, we heard word on the street that you kind of sort of got a new boo.
Whoa.
Whoa.
This is legit. Let's start it off.
Whoa, whoa,
60
whoa, whoa,
minutes
whoa.
Special.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
We got evidence.
What?
I think
oh
we
my
have
God.
Some evidence.
What? You guys, this is not even in the prompter. He's gone rogue.
Are you okay?
Okay.
Blink twice if you need me to rescue you.
One, two. Mistletoe. Is that the same word right now?
All right, you guys, grab a drink because last night we said goodbye to the Kardashians, but it's what Kanye is doing today that probably has everyone's notifications on high alert. But let me catch you up first. In the finale, we kind of got some clarity as to why Kim couldn't keep up with Kanye. Turns out, apparently, even the rich get lonely.
I never thought I was lonely, and I always thought that's totally fine. I could just have my kids. My husband moves from state to state, and I'm on this ride with him, and I was okay with that. But then that is sad to me, and that's not what I want.
Mm-hmm.
I want someone that we have the same shows in common. I want someone that wants to work out with me. It's like the little things is what I don't have. I have all the big things, and I'm grateful for those experiences, but I think I'm ready for the smaller experiences that I think will mean a lot.
Now, what did I say yesterday? I said the in common thing. It's like, I wanted someone to work. I get that. Like, I totally see what she's talking about. It's like, hey, you want to go for a run with me? No. It's like, I know those are little things, but it's still important stuff, and you want to like share that.
Well, yeah, the shows could be problematic sometimes because you want to like dedicate maybe a night to binge watching, and you're like, yo, I'm watching my show, and then they're like, okay, bye. Like, so I understand that for sure. Like, you want to have some similarities or some things that you can share.
For sure.
So, I
just,
kinda get
you know,
it.
For me personally, I think Kim is being as diplomatic as possible. She knows that she has to talk about her relationship because we all know it's happening. And I think for her, she's like, this is the safest way for me to do it without Kanye feeling some type of way. But apparently Kanye felt some type of way because he didn't respond to that. But what he is doing is he unfollowed all of the Kardashians on Twitter.
Look, I get it. I wouldn't want to see, like, I get it. I do. I get it. Like, I don't want to follow my ex and I don't want to see things. Like, you know, I just don't want to see it.
Yeah.
It's too raw right now. Like, maybe, like, later, but for me, personally, like, I get it. Like, I don't agree a lot with some of the things, but I do agree with that.
Yeah, I agree that, like, unfollowing is kind of healthy, or at least muting for a while. I am a little surprised with Kanye's behavior because he's not really that active on Twitter or Instagram at all anymore or lately.
But when he gets active.
But he's really making a statement when he's active. And also, he's, like, kind of moved on. So out of respect to maybe new partner, he's just like, hey, I've made a big move, and that's the unfollow.
I think Wyoming better enjoy that 5G because Chris about to have those towers cut down because I think something is warming up. The problem with what's happening right now is that it seems as if the Kardashians are on a united front and saying that Kanye is still family and everything is fine and Kim is fine with him moving on and all of these things. And Kim's talking about how she was ready to get out of the marriage. But if everything was as copacetic as we were told to believe, I don't think this unfollowing would be happening. Mm. And it almost scares me a little bit. And I feel like, and I think this is where Kanye should probably take a little bit of like, oh, this might be my fault, in the sense that I think Kanye likes his personal life off of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but he married her when she was a reality star.
Like you knew what you were getting into.
You
didn't
knew
he
what
do
you
this
were
before,
into.
Though? Didn't he unfollow before, like just like a few months ago?
Yeah, and then what came after was, you know, kind of crazy. And then she had to fly to Wyoming and get dropped in like Carmen Sandiego and kind of talk him off the ledge because he is an open book. And when he does go on rants, we're all watching at midnight to see what the next tweet is going to be, okay?
Have you unfollowed? Like, do you unfollow or do you just mute?
Depending on where my Scorpio mind is, if my sun is in Scorpio or Taurus, I probably unfollow.
Okay.
I don't like to see, you know, normally with my exes or with friends that I have falling outs with, I don't like to see. It's hard for me to look at your new photos with your kids or with, you know, your new boo. I just don't think that it's healthy.
I always
put my tail between my legs and then go refollow.
No, you don't refollow. You have your burner account and you're stalking from that account. Don't you lie.
No. I always unfollow at like 2 o'clock in the morning so they can't see
it. No, I get it. But you know what the problem is? Is I've actually gotten people be like, oh, look, I see your exes on Bumble. I'm like, I don't want to see this. I unfollow and I don't ask questions
for a
reason.
See, I don't know why people say that. Like
why? I don't want to know.
If they're on Bumble.
I do not care. Like, I don't care. I don't want to know. Mm-mm. Like, I do care. But I don't want to know.
You don't want to know?
Yeah. And so like, maybe Kanye is like, I don't want to know what Kim's up to. Well, I don't want to know what the family's up to. Oh, he still follows Kim.
On Instagram.
But like, you know,
He's not really on Instagram, though.
Yeah.
It's really Twitter that matters to him.
Oh, my God, y'all. It's about to get crazy. Now, of course, we know that Kanye has moved on with Irina Shayk. And it turns out those two have had history and have known each other for years.
I love that.
I actually really
like this
for him.
It's not like new. It's not like just some random.
Like, they've been friends for a long time. He's dropped her in a song like 11 years ago. She's been in a music video. Like, they've got some history.
But, like, what kind of history, though? Because if I was Kim, I'd be like, wait, what?
That's what I'm talking about. Like, what was going on? I would be wondering. You know, I like to investigate and go through photos and see, like, what's happening. And
did he like something of hers?
I mean, no. There were I like to do a little investigation
the
here.
The line in the song was, I want to see Irina shake. So that was 11 years ago. I think it's going to be a hot fling for a while.
I think he's seeing her shake.
I think he's seeing her shake. Yes, I've been asking for the Jana photo for 4 minutes. Show the Jana photo.
What
are you people doing?
What is going on here?
I just like to investigate, and these two look like they're on the same couch.
I would like to defend Jana right here.
Thank
Jana,
you.
Do you want this photo out here?
I mean, I, that, was on my Instagram. We were not on the same Instagram account together. Does it look like the same couch?
It looks like the same couch, the same texture. Right, I'm just wondering.
Interesting.
When the old things come back, does it feel the same like it felt? Because you guys have known each other for how long?
Yes. So Graham and I have been friends for like 7 years, because he used to work at the radio station, country radio station. So we have been friends, but there was never any, and we are still friends, and we're just friendly.
But how do you move from friend to entanglement? Like, is that like a hard thing? Because you guys are in an entanglement. Graham Bunt and Jana Kramer are in an entanglement.
God. Are you breaking news for me that I have not even
I'm breaking news right now. Oh. You guys are in entanglement.
Mistletoe. Safe word. Okay, sure. We are entanglement. Okay?
Yeah.
We are dancing the line of friends.
I like that.
Okay.
Oh, that's, wow, that's really well
we are,
put.
We are dancing the line, and I am happy.
Okay.
Hey, that's all that matters. Wait, that's, hang on. Did he post that and you posted that and you just put the two together?
That's how I did it.
You are such a liar, and I'm going to stalk every single,
wow,
like...
Go right ahead.
Wow.
Go right ahead.
Right,
Gary stalking. And I have nothing to hide. Still ahead, our new interview with Megan the Trainer, her life as a new mom, and the one thing she will not do with her baby. Plus, the big star who celebrated her wedding anniversary by clipping her man's toenails. Would you do it?
Yes.
Not Handmaid's Tale, honey.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, I have a question for you guys. Ooh. Have you seen the masterpiece of Megan Thee Stallion's new video? It's for her new song, Thought-ish, and it's way too racy for TV. Here's a 3-second clip the FCC is allowing us to show you. Don't blink.
I remember hoes used to clap for me happily. Now I'm bossed up and them same hoes mad at me. Acting like they riding whole time trying to pass me. Watching me go through it, still trying to drag me. Acting like you winning if you think about it actually. Are they supporting you or really just attacking me?
This is Meg's way of apparently clapping back at all the haters and online trolls.
Guys, yes. I loved it. I'm laughing, and I was like trying to like learn the dances, and I was like, this is like hot. I'm like, how do they do the like button?
I'm like, be careful with that upper body. This is daytime TV, Jana. This is daytime TV.
Don't let it bounce all the way out, girl.
By the way, every camera is now pointed at Jana. You know, it's so interesting because every time she has a new video come out, it's either 50% that love it, uh-huh, and another 50% that say, you're taking women back to the Stone Age. Like, why are you doing this? This is supposed to be a woman empowerment moment. As women, do you ever get triggered by these racy things that Megan Thee Stallion does?
I really honestly feel like it's empowering. I'm like, wow, looking at these girls, I'm like motivated. I want to do this. Like, I want to embrace my female body like this. And I don't know, it's just so fun. And like, Megan is just such a powerhouse. Like, when I see her in person even, she is like a spectacle. Like, she's just a vision that walks by. And then when you see her move like that, she's so talented. It's not her, this is not just nothing, you guys. Like, this requires skill and practice and hard work. And
yes.
I don't know, I think she's a rock star.
I agree. And also, like, I feel like everything is so overly sexualized that you would think that this is like, even more. But it's like, no, I love it. Cause it's like, okay, yes, we have new boobs and we're laughing about it and we're talking about it. But it's like, who cares? Like, show it. Like, and like, don't like overly sexualize everything. And it's like, love it, show it, like, grind it.
Yeah.
You.
Well, when I was talking about our two new co-hosts, somebody gasped in my ear. And it takes me back to, I think the U.S. is so sexually repressed.
Yes.
And so afraid to talk about something that we all do.
Yeah.
It's just so nuts. Like, when you go to Europe and people talk about sex like it's so blasé and they have multiple partners and, you know, we're in a polyamorous relationship. It's like, why are we so afraid of women's bodies here in the U.S.?
And why can't we wear this and be like, oh, like, I'm wearing this, so I must be either wanting it or trying to flaunt it or that I'm asking for something. I'm not asking for anything. I'm loving myself right now. Yeah. I love how I look right now. Like, and I'm not asking for you to, like, or whoever to come, like, or call me names or slander. Like, no.
Truly. And I feel like so long women have felt guilty for wanting to do things for themselves, yeah. to empower themselves, make themselves feel comfortable or beautiful or whatever it is. And seeing you just being so open about it, it's like, damn, like, I wanted a boob job for so long now.
Girl, get yourself a boob job.
But
let's go.
I've been afraid, like, oh, yeah. you know, it's too late because people already know me as, like, flat-chested, small titties. And then they're going to be like, oh, she clearly got a boob job. And so now I'm like, F it.
Yeah,
like,
yes.
get that boob job.
And by the way, it's other women judging women who yeah. do that, who go that route. And I hate to say that, but, you know, I have to bring it up because, you know, most of the men in here wouldn't care if you came back with a triple
no, they
E's.
Would not.
Like, no one would care. But I feel like sometimes women don't like that, or women feel like, and I think it's the way we were taught and brought up. You know, I grew up in a very Catholic, you know, upbringing. I went to Catholic school my whole life. So the thought of being gay scared me more because of how I was brought up and how I thought people would see me. So I think we just need to drop that whole sex. We have a weird thing about sex yeah. and women. It's weird.
Yeah.
You guys are weird. We all came out of a vagina.
And we got boobs.
And we got boobs. There you go. Thank you, guys. Chris Pratt just celebrated his wedding anniversary by posting a handful of photos on the gram, including one of Catherine clipping his toenails. I hope he tipped her at the end.
Oh, he tipped her, baby.
Are you guys clipping your man's toenails?
Okay. At first, I was like, this is disgusting. But at the same time, like, I like to pop zits. Like, the partner zits.
Ooh,
I don't
Jesus.
Know. I like, I'm
my God,
I'm,
Jana.
Like, I'm sorry, but if you had one on your face, like, I'd come over and, like, try and, like, pop it.
Oh,
yeah,
I
no,
know.
I legit do this for my man. I give him pedicures. He loves it. I love it. And I don't have to look at long, dirty finger toenails. I literally clip it. I do a scrub. I put gloves on. I get the toe jam oh. underneath. I do it all.
That's the
by
part.
The way,
I put the lotion. And by the way, it feels great when our feet are rubbing up against each other.
Okay,
later.
That's hey. The thing. I read a lot of Susie Orman. And Susie Orman always says, protect your investment. Now, I'm on a budget most of the time, but when it comes to my sheets, a bitch will splurge, okay? My Frette uh-huh. sheets are my favorite. Now, when I was dating John, sorry, John, it was like I was sleeping with Freddy Krueger.
No.
So I had to go in the middle of the night, take out that clipper, and clip his And I did it all the time because I didn't want him tearing up my sheets.
Well, and you don't want to have, like, that image of him, too. Like, you want to be sexually attracted to someone in your sheets.
Yeah, but by the way, I mm-hmm. like to, like, you know, he was cute. He was a good-looking guy. But every now and then, he would, like, mess something up, and I would be like, great, go out in the world like that. Nobody's going to want you looking
yeah.
like that. You know what I mean?
Let the nose hair come down
yes,
a little bit. I ain't going to trim that for you.
No, we don't care. We don't care. But that's, you know, sometimes you got to take care of your man and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah. you never know.
Because I want that foot rub, too.
The toe jam, though. But, I mean, I can't talk. I like the boop pop, so.
Yeah, exactly. You like the pus, I'll take the toe jam.
Yeah, up next, the Kardashians reveal what was cut out of Keeping Up. Then, which celeb is slamming Prince Harry and calling him a woke snowflake? And some other things I can't repeat because my pastor, Father Donahue, watches the show. We'll discuss when we come back. The pus needs to stop.
Okay.
The pus stops here.
Bring in the buzzer.
The
smell.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back. Let's get into Friday's edition of The Hollywood Minute. Kris Jenner is revealing what you never got to see on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Here's what she told On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
I think the only thing we ever edited in all those 20 seasons and almost 15 years was probably, like, the back of my hair where I have a cowlick or the, you know, the silliest things. We never left. We kept everything in.
And Sarah Jessica Parker has returned to Carrie Bradshaw's New York apartment. As production begins on the Sex and the City revival, she shared photos on Instagram writing, "Pure coincidence, and just like that, we find ourselves on this street called Perry the night before it all begins." And Oasis singer Noel Gallagher is calling Prince Harry a woke snowflake and an a-hole. Noel tells The Sun he feels Prince William's pain and, quote, "He's got an effing younger brother shooting his effing mouth off with stuff that is just so unnecessary." He adds, "This is what happens when you get involved with Americans." Huh? Enough with the buzzer. What do you guys think of that?
I mean, I was cool with what his opinion was until you had to bring Americans into it.
Yeah, like, why you gotta drag us into it?
I know, right?
Rude.
Don't you hate when somebody's in a fight and all of a sudden they're like, "Hey, your girlfriend, Jana, is," and I'm like,
Why'd you bring me into this?
Yes.
Like, be nice.
Now, I have to ask you guys something. Do you guys remember a little man named Jeffrey Toobin? He is the TV legal analyst who was fired from The New Yorker and put on leave from CNN after he was caught pleasuring himself, I guess you say, on a Zoom call. Now, 8 months later, he's back on CNN and he is explaining himself. Get ready to cringe.
Ugh. What the hell were you thinking?
Well, obviously, I wasn't thinking very well or very much. I didn't think I was on the call. I didn't think other people could see me.
You thought that you had turned off your camera?
Correct. I thought that I had turned off the Zoom call. Now, that's not a defense. This was deeply moronic and indefensible.
Okay. I'm just going to say this. Let me just say this.
Please.
Before we go into it, most celebrities would walk on that set and say, "Oh, I have a disorder. I checked myself into Passages to work on it. I have an addiction. It's a compulsive, blah, blah, blah. My alcohol use led to this." That's what most celebrities would say.
Yeah.
I do commend this guy for getting back on air and for saying, "This is my truth. This is what I did. This is no defense. And I'm just like everybody else's dad. I can't open a PDF and I don't know how to mute the camera." You know what I mean? So I don't know.
He's on a work call. He's got kids and like the wife, like
in the middle of the day.
What's going on? I don't know.
Sometimes you just gotta do it in the middle of the day.
Maybe sometimes you leave the dildo out, you know?
Yeah.
The rabbit's there and you're like, "Oh crap, I gotta move my Instagram story because it's like they might see it." But like, I'm not doing it in the middle of like the work day. I don't know.
Yeah, seriously. And like, the Zoom is still on, whether or not you think it was like a break or you were muted or the camera's off or whatever. But I'm also just more shocked that CNN gave him the platform to explain himself and to actually come back to work, because I know if I was caught doing that, I wouldn't be here today.
Yes, you would.
I don't think I would be here today.
I think they would have you back. We are progressive network.
I would be successful on my own because the tape would sell, but like, I would not have this job. I would not be in this seat.
By the way, I'm sorry. This network was built on a tape. You're fine.
That is always my excuse. If a tape or a photo ever comes out,
You're good. You know what I think is very interesting? That CNN was like, "You know what? Someone's going to get this Jeffrey Toobin exclusive. We might as well be the ones who gets the publicity." And I think if no one was offended on that call, if everybody was like, "You know what, I can go back to work with this man and not feel some type of way," I think CNN did their due diligence. And I do agree with Jana. You would have a job if you got caught. Because, by the way, there's no HR, like, you know, circumstances where in the HR handbook, they're like, "In case you're on a Zoom call at home during the pandemic, yada, yada, yada." Like,
you know what I mean? Better start writing that in, because I'm not trying to see you masturbate.
But at the same time, though, like, if we were on the call, let's say we were also CNN correspondents, and knowing that he was, like, jacking off, like...
Yeah. Yes.
Like, I'd be like, I would feel a little like, "Hello, I'm not yours to watch right now and like jack off to."
Well, can I tell you something?
Are they bleeping all of this? 100%. I know this is live TV.
Sorry.
How many bleeps have we had today?
Let me tell you something. I was once on a Zoom call with somebody and her husband walked in the background and he didn't realize that she was on a Zoom. And he was butt-ass naked, okay? Like, when I say, like, he was just being born. Like, walking through, umbilical cord out, and everything.
Kinda hot.
And I was like, she was talking to me about some things, and I was like, yeah, love, your charity is great at what it does. I appreciate it. And I had to pretend like I didn't know what was happening. I think this was a whole new territory. I couldn't complain and say, oh my God. Now, granted, that whole situation was something different, but I think it happens more than you realize because no one knew. I didn't know how to work. Microsoft Teams is still, you know, mind-boggling to me. It's like Inception. I don't know which way I'm going on the thing.
If my grandma can do a Zoom, he can shut his computer down.
All right.
Or turn it off.
Seriously, when I'm doing a junket and I just want to eat a sandwich in the middle of the junket, I am making sure it is muted, it is off. Like, there's no way of them seeing me take a bite of this sandwich.
I'm licking my fingers and everything on the sandwich, on the call. We gonna crunch.
Oh, my God.
Coming up, popsicles with a boozy twist and the pesto eggs that have taken over the internet. We're showing you the secrets to how it's done after this. Close those screen readers. Welcome back to Daily Pop. Summer is heating up, so we're putting a boozy twist on popsicles to keep you cool. Plus, we're learning how to cook those pesto eggs you've seen everywhere online. Here to teach us, the founder of JustATaste.com, Kelly Sinier, everybody.
Hello, you guys.
Okay, before we get started, because you know we love you here, there's a QR code so you guys can get the recipes straight to you from your phone. All right.
So you can make it happen in your home kitchen.
Let's do it.
Pesto eggs.
I'm not a cook.
That's all right, girl. That's why I'm here.
So now I need a lot of help, okay?
I got you. All right. Pesto eggs are all the rage. They're on TikTok, they're on Instagram, and now they're on Daily Pop.
Nice.
It's actually pesto. Like
so pesto is a combination, and let's get our pesto into our skillet while we're chatting.
Okay.
Basil, garlic, cheese, pine nuts. Now, the great thing about this is traditionally you fry an egg in either butter or oil. We are swapping that out for pesto.
Ooh.
And we are making it so it's nice and herbaceous. We got a little sizzle.
Ooh,
oh, yes, stand
pop.
Back.
Yes.
Stand
back.
Yes. Wow. Get it.
You are cooking.
Yes,
I like it.
I am cooking, honey.
Okay, now, Jana, grab your egg. Your egg is going right into the skillet here. So the whole goal is the pesto serves. Yeah, okay. I like that you're pushing it towards me.
How do you know that the egg will cook?
The egg is going to cook within the pesto itself. So it gets all that herbaceous, delicious flavor. Okay, looking good. Looking good. Fabulous. Okay, egg goes in. Now you cook your egg until you want it done. Do you like it over medium? Do you like it over well? What do you like?
I don't know how to do either.
All right, we'll just let it do its thing.
I like a sunny side up.
Sunny side up. All right, are we going to get a flip?
Huh? Yeah, I'm gonna flip it.
Oh, okay.
I can't believe you can cook the egg in the pesto, but the pesto has so much oil,
yes,
so you're good.
Yes, so it's the oil in the pesto that helps release it from the skillet. You're doing great there. It's cooking up, sizzling. As soon as it gets to the right temp, you're gonna flip it once, and then it's gonna go onto your toast.
Nice.
The brilliant thing about this toast is there's cheese on it. There's avocado. We put some crushed red pepper. We gotta spice it up a little bit. A little extra olive oil. Fabulous. So that's all flavor right there.
That's
how long
flavor.
Does pesto, like, can you pre-make it?
And then... so you can make it ahead of time. Now, here's the great tip, Jana. You can freeze any extra pesto in an ice cube tray.
Oh, my God. That's freeze adorable.
It. Yes.
So you don't have to use all the pesto.
Exactly.
You can pop it out.
And then
out.
You can pop out an individual cube for veggies, for meat, for sautéing. You could pop it right into a pot of hot pasta, and it would melt.
Okay, I am loving this.
Look at that.
Can
I feel like we're flipping.
Can you fly to Nashville and just, like, help me?
Yeah,
like,
girl, cook. I'm there.
Because
like,
I feel
there.
Like this is, like, easy
I'll bring
enough.
Myself, my husband, my three kids. We'll be there.
Great. Come on.
All right, give this egg a flip, guys. There you go. I love it. Good technique, good technique. Flip it over. We want to get that yolk cooked. All right, I'm doing a scramble. I've gone from fried egg to scramble. We're going to scramble. We're scrambling.
Guys, my egg is on the floor.
Okay. you know what? I feel like this
I dropped the egg on the floor.
I'm
sorry.
I am dying.
You're fine. You're good.
Like
you know what?
Morning TV.
I feel like this is a good time for some booze.
I'm just going to eat this.
Actually, you know what? Jana needs
really
a little
hungry.
Booze right now.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
All right. So your fried egg, you've got some avocado on here, a little cheese. It all comes together. It's spicy. It's cheesy.
Oh,
it's creamy. Fried egg. Isn't that delicious? You got the toast on there. Mine is sizzling, looking hot. Yes, get in there. Mm. And then we're going to talk about boozy pops, which are cocktails on a stick. I'm scrambling. Forget the flip. I'm scrambling here.
Okay,
we're looking good.
Let's
how
do
we
the do boozy the pops because I always love to have something extra at my barbecues.
Yes, and this is extra. This is going to be it for you. All right, so boozy pops. You're taking your cocktail, you're putting it on a stick. We're first gonna do these, the strawberry ones here. So into your strawberry puree, mm-hmm. add some lime juice. These are gonna be margarita pops, but basically your cocktail on a stick.
Oh, okay. Oh. I'm not like a big daytime drinker, okay. So how do I make it a mocktail?
Yes, great idea. And question. For kids, or if you're expecting, yeah. you can swap out any portion of alcohol for either lemon lime soda or club soda, oh. and still get the same effect here. Okay. And then we're adding a little bit of honey or agave nectar. Ooh. We want to sweeten it, whisk it all up there, and you'll notice, Justin, we are doing this in a liquid measuring cup because it has that nice pour spout.
I love that.
So right into our popsicle molds we're going.
Is there alcohol that doesn't freeze that you should kind of
stay
away from?
There is. So all the alcohols will take different amounts of time to freeze, and it depends on the proof as to how well they're going to freeze.
Okay,
but what's great about these recipes, which everyone has access to, we have the exact quantities. These will take about 6 hours. You did a way better job of that than I did. Mine is, I'm the hot mess express over here. Okay, you're perfect. My eggs are still sizzling.
Okay, this is perfect to offer guests when they walk in.
Right?
Like, this is cute.
Like, instead of a cocktail, it's like, may I get you a popsicle, please?
Cheers, mm-hmm. cheers, cheers.
This is
delicious.
Great. Oh my God, thank you so much for joining us. Where can people find these recipes?
Yes, absolutely. All of these recipes are on Just a Taste and on Daily Pop, of course, as well. We've got peach sangria on there as well.
Oh my God. Delicious. You guys, get her cookbook, The Secret Ingredient. I've been flipping through it. It is amazing. And go to justataste.com. These are phenomenal. Up next, remember the show Fear Factor? We're gonna do something. Some of those crazy challenges on set to see if the fear is still a factor here. What could go wrong?
Keep going. I love it.
Amazing. Uh-huh. So good.
This is so good.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much. Breakfast.
Imagine a world where your greatest fears become reality. Welcome to Fear Factor.
I feel so old because today is the 20th anniversary of Fear Factor. And to celebrate, we're about to take a chance and test Aaron and Jana's bravery.
Aaron and Jana's bravery.
You're first.
Okay, so each of them will spin
the
wheel.
It says us.
And whatever challenge it lands on, the one that you guys have to complete. Whoever completes the most challenges gets a special prize. This big-ass bottle of rosé in honor of National Rosé Day.
Cute.
So, Aaron, as Joe Rogan, are you ready? Are you ready?
I think you've got
wheel.
I'm pretty sure you,
I got
pretty
a lot
sure
of
you have to go,
spin
but I will
the wheel.
Go first. Okay.
Wheel of Fear!
Woo, woo! Okay, let's go. What'd I get?
Stick your hands in the unknown substance. Aaron. Okay, tell us what it feels like. Tell us what is going through your mind.
Sticky and like gelatinous.
And remember, there's no money on the line.
it's like bloody, I think, and it's gooey, and it's not fun. What is it?
Reveal it. Reveal what it is. Yeah, it's ketchup.
That's ketchup?
Probably.
No, what is it though?
The cheap kind of ketchup.
Chicken liver. Where's the washi?
All right, Jana.
Your turn.
It's your turn.
Come on.
Spin that wheel, Jana. Spin that wheel. Spin that wheel. Spin that wheel.
I'm so scared. No!
Yeah. Okay, eat a hot pepper and recite this lyric. Looking so crazy in love, got me looking so crazy in love.
I was allergic to peppers, and this will not fit in my carry-on right now on my flight going back to Nashville.
Well, you know what? We have an EpiPen in the office, and we can leave this at your man's house.
Oh my God, is she gonna do it?
Jana.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
The lyric.
Oh my God. Looking so crazy, got me looking so crazy. You have to go.
All right.
You better get in on
my
this.
My tongue is on fuego.
I can't believe you took a real bite.
Yeah.
Oh all right, God. Let's see what Justin's got. Ooh, reveal a secret about another
house. Oh my God.
Oh. I'm not an actual host, so you can't. I'm just guest.
Oh, wow.
You know we're going to have a phone call after this if you say anything.
Erin has the biggest budget out of all of us, and we don't know how she got it, but I'm pretty sure she steals from mine, and no one's talking about it.
This is not true.
So
these are
that
not
is
bad.
The secret. Yes!
These are not bad.
I love Fear Factor. One more spin, Erin.
I'm going to take one more spin, but that's a lie.
Fire.
I love Fear Factor.
Oh, splitter.
Spin that wheel.
Yes!
Take a shot of mayo! It landed on take a
Both
shot of mayo!
You, if I have to do this,
I'll take the mayo. I'll take the mayo.
No, you are taking a bite of this.
No, take that mayo.
No.
Take that mayo.
I'll take the mayo.
Dip the pepper in the mayo.
Take it.
Erin! No! No, I'm dead. You can't do that. No, unsaturated fats. Not worth it.
It's not coming.
I don't know what to tell you.
Oh my God.
I don't know what to tell you.
Oh my God. Coming up, I am hanging with Meghan Trainor, and she's telling me all about that new baby. Plus, I'm going to let these hosts know that we're on daytime TV and they're about to get a spanking.
I meant nothing by that. My tongue, y'all, is still on fire.
Is this the man show?
I was thinking about when I was a kid and like just the vision that I had for my life and who I wanted to become. And I've become her.
Laverne, look at you, Laverne.
With a lot of help from a lot of amazing people in my life, I've become my own superhero. I think it's really about being the very best version of yourself, being authentic, treating people well. The biggest obstacle facing trans people globally is the assumption that we are always and only the gender we were assigned at birth, that trans women are not women, that trans men aren't men, and that non-binary people don't exist. That is at the heart of every piece of discrimination that trans people experience. It's always about love. It's always about having love for myself and love for people who even might not think I should exist. And I believe that love wins.
That is the queen, Laverne Cox, helping us celebrate Pride Month. We'll be celebrating all month long. I'm so proud to be here and the resident gay here at Daily Pop. And, you know, just celebrating with all you guys.
Love wins. It always does.
Love always wins. You know what else wins? Being a cool-ass mom. Meghan Trainor is a new mom, but it's been a difficult journey. I talked to her all about her son, her fears, and how her husband may be giving her baby number two vibes already.
Woo! Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, does it just feel so good to get into hair and makeup after having a baby?
I was feeling and looking rough for a while. I just like, especially the 9-month. I gave up. I didn't put on real clothes until like 2 months after the C-section.
We wouldn't even expect anything less from a new mom, okay?
Yeah.
I heard there was a lot of complications with your delivery. I know the baby is great and everything's Gucci now. What was going through your mind?
I survived that. I feel like I can do anything. And apparently it's a common thing, I guess. When you have a C-section baby, they can come out full of fluids because they don't get squeezed out, you know? They get So I didn't know that, uneducated. And so when he's in the NICU and we're visiting him and I'm like, why does he have a feeding tube and breathing tubes? What's going on? They're like, this happens, it's okay. We just have to wait till he wants to wake up. And I was like, well, wake up, kid.
What's it like having claws and changing a diaper?
I've been waiting for someone to ask me this. Okay, you know how you get used to it, you can do anything. I have like clipped him a few times. I've been like, you know, but he's good. He loves it. I can distract him and go like this and he's like, you know, so I use them as toys.
What's Daryl been like as a dad? Like, are you like more insanely attracted to him now that you know that he can like change a diaper, do a bottle?
Day one in the hospital, I remember when we finally got to have Riley in our room, he peed everywhere and Daryl just like, he kept freezing up and he would step back and just let him pee. And I was like, cover it or do something. And now he's like a champion. He's like, we had two poops today and an explosion and I got it. I'm like, yes. But also my baby daddy, my husband has a six pack. And
Wait,
he's yoked. He's got muscles and he's skinty and he's toned. And so now I'm like, you're an amazing father and you look like this? Like, he's like a Marvel character. He looks stunning.
And you're like, I might give you baby number two, and you don't even know it.
Stop this. I can't do a baby yet. He's thriving.
I have to tell you, I have one fear as a parent. The thing that's the most scary is getting on a flight with a baby.
I won't do it. I have no desire to get on a plane with that kid. And it's hard enough. We take him to work every day and we're like, we have 8 bottles for like 2 hours just in case. It's an event. I just hope he can be a little bit older.
Who is your like celebrity mom inspiration?
I have so many. Kristen Bell, yeah. Oh, Hillary Duff. Hillary Duff is a cool mom. She's the coolest mom.
What's going on with this Verizon glow up? Because
Thank you
already know I love a glow up.
It's a new campaign. It launched June 1st, and it's for new and existing customers. All you do is you trade in an old phone. It could be broken, it could be damaged, it could be everything. And you trade that in and you sign up for their best unlimited plans and you get a brand new 5G phone.
Oh.
You said, here you go, glow up.
I love you.
I love you so much, I miss you.
Okay, I'm gonna see you next week. I'm coming hold that baby.
Okay,
I will be vaxxed and tested and ready to go. You know I will stop, drop, and roll for you.
You guys, if you need more Megan in your life, later this year, you can see her on E's reality competition show, Clash of the Cover Bands. Coming up, should Harry Styles be worried? There is a rising star who's singing Harry's songs better than him.
What?
It's Stay me. With us, I'll show you.
It's me.
It's good.
It's you.
Oh. Wow.
That's what happens when you touch Josh's feet before the pedicure.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow, Gianna, you're really going to... This dating thing is going to go well for you. Yeah. Oh!
No.
And
no.
Now we...
So great.
Oh!
Did we not get the slow-mos of him with the popsicle?
Honey, it is daytime television.
Okay, but you took it.
You did that 3 times over.
Oh, my God, you guys. It is time to wrap things up with some Feel Good Friday. Harry Styles' Watermelon Sugar came out last year, but it's still the song of this summer. Or at least that's what this baby thinks.
Watermelon Sugar.
Hi.
Watermelon Sugar. Watermelon Sugar.
Hi.
Watermelon Sugar.
Hi.
That is the cutest ever.
No!
Isn't that cute?
Wee, where do I get this baby?
By the way, I think your baby would look like that.
I need the baby.
Baby fever.
Oh my God. But look, you can have it as your ringtone. Is that what this is? Because I need it.
So cute.
So cute.
Are you guys ready for another one?
Please.
All right, here is a revenge story gone right. This engineer went viral after posting on Twitter, I'll never forget when a boy in my high school chemistry class told me, you'll never work at NASA, and laughed at me. That popsicle's hitting in. That was the day I decided to become an engineer.
Wow.
Yes.
She now works for NASA. She was actually the woman, get this, who saved Matt Damon in The Martian.
Yes, no. She not only works for NASA, but she did that with Matt Damon.
Yes
queen.
The real life guy who got stuck on Mars, she was the one who saved him.
I love a good revenge story. Like, I love it, but it's like, good. It's, I don't know. Oh, I love
yeah, that's,
that.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good. That's good stuff.
The fact that y'all believe me that she was the woman who saved Matt Damon.
Wait, are you lying?
Story?
I was thinking about
Are you
like,
lying?
Jenna, yes.
What? You're such a liar.
Okay, you know,
I'm
it's cool enough that she works at NASA.
I don't think that was a true story, but I didn't want to be rude and like call you out. But yeah, it wasn't a true story.
Wow.
You are a liar.
We really need to do
background
checks on you people.
Yeah.
Who's doing the hiring here? There's no one in the world like Serena Williams except her daughter, Olympia. Olympia's Instagram account posted these pictures of them practicing tennis looking just like her mom.
Oh my gosh,
I live for that because I want Jolie to be a figure skater so bad, so I can't even
even imagine how Serena feels, like, seeing her daughter play tennis, too.
Oh, my God.
So proud. Like, the videos watching her trying to play tennis, like, they are the cutest thing. Like, that's feel good.
Well, that's it for us today. Next week, we're hanging with Kevin Hart, James Corden, and John Stamos. You guys, set your DVRs. You don't want to miss a thing. Have a great weekend.
Bye. Show us what you do with...
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.